What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
How do you plan to spend the holidays? Don't answer. The company SafeDraft probably has a good idea already. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. Adrienne Jeffries wrote a piece for TheOutline.com that was more than a little alarming. Jeffries reported on a study that found family members who subscribe to different political ideologies spend less time together during holidays. That in itself isn't alarming. What was alarming was the source of the researchers' data from which they drew this conclusion. That source was a company called SafeGraph, which gave the researchers access to 17 trillion location markers that came from 10 million smartphones. That means the researchers had 17 trillion points of data related to those smartphones' locations over the course of the 2016 Thanksgiving holiday. Even your most dedicated gumshoe isn't likely to rack up that much information about a mark they're tailing. Using this data, the researchers were able to extrapolate some other information. For example, they worked under the assumption that if a smartphone's location was frequently in the same spot between the hours of 1 and 4 a.m., it was most likely the home of the smartphone's owner. Sure, you might go out clubbing once in a while, but probably not every day of the week, unless you're Stefan. They also looked at location data for mobile devices during the hours of 1 and 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day to see how many people were spending the holiday at a different location or in transit. On the surface, this data is anonymous. There's no overt link between the location data and any individual's identity. However, it doesn't take much sleuthing to figure out which smartphone belongs to any particular person. If I look at detailed location markers linked to your device and I have a passing familiarity with your habits, it's probably not going to take me long to connect the dots, and then I can track wherever you go. How did SafeGraph get this information in the first place? Well, it works with app developers to get that data. In some cases, SafeGraph relies upon an API or application programming interface. The purpose of an API is to allow developers the chance to create new apps that can communicate with and take advantage of other apps. This allows for a mutually beneficial relationship between multiple applications. In other cases, SafeGraph negotiates a price for that information. It's true everywhere, but especially for the online world. Information is valuable. There are entire companies that exist solely to buy and sell massive amounts of data about users. And again, while on the surface that data may not be associated with a specific name, it typically doesn't take a lot of work to associate a specific person with a particular device or set of behaviors. Studies bear this out. A research paper published in Science in 2015 showed that by analyzing metadata connected to credit card transactions, it was trivial to connect purchases to specific people. This was after all personal data had been scrubbed from the information. The data sets included dates, the amounts that were charged, and the stores that were visited. There were no names, no credit card numbers, or any other information that overtly identified the card owners. It was the behavior of shoppers that made them easy to identify. That, coupled with publicly available information, such as public posts on social media, made it simple to re-identify 90% of the shoppers in the study. This research paper isn't an outlier. There have been numerous other studies that have shown that massive amounts of supposedly anonymous information give anyone with patience enough of a lead to identify specific people among that data set. And as you might imagine, this poses a serious threat to people's privacy. It doesn't take a worst-case scenario to see how all this data mining and analysis could go wrong. There are plenty of people who would love to take advantage of all that information. Some want to send targeted advertising to users. In a typical implementation, an algorithm would match ads to the people most likely to find those ads interesting. Some people might find that approach off-putting or irritating, but it's one of the more benign uses for all that data. Others might take the information and use it for all sorts of nefarious purposes. It's not a stretch to imagine a situation in which someone uses this kind of data to blackmail a target. Just imagine getting a phone call and hearing someone say, "Hey, you called out sick to work yesterday, but I see you were actually visiting an amusement park all day long." Not that I would ever miss work to go to an amusement park. Or imagine an insurance company combing through this data to figure out how much it should charge customers based on their behaviors, or a company using it to keep an eye on what employees are doing off the clock. It's a massive invasion of privacy. So what's the solution? From a personal standpoint, you can turn off location features on your devices. That'll help a bit. You can avoid attaching location data to social posts. You can turn social posts to private or limit giving information about the places you go to and the things you do on social media. In short, you can withdraw from many of the activities that are becoming more common in everyday life. It's not a fun answer, but it is an honest one. Even then, there are things that may be outside your awareness or control that are being tracked. Ultimately, what we might need are regulations on how companies can collect and, perhaps more importantly, profit from the data we generate. Here's hoping you have a happy and safe holiday season. If you want to learn more about online privacy, GPS technology, and big data, subscribe to the Tech Stuff podcast. We explore technology on all scales in a long-form podcast that publishes every Wednesday and Friday. I'll see you again soon.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.